This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated for mature audiences and may contain adult language, adult situations, and frank safety discussions. The names and certain details have been changed to protect the safe and the unsafe, but believe me, every item in here is true.
Jim, you mean to tell me that just a simple change in time, like daylight saving time, could actually cause accidents and injuries in the workplace and on the road on the following Monday? Yeah, you could do that. This is Safety Wars with Jim Poelzel. It's March 11th and it's a Thursday, and it occurred to me that this weekend we're going to be setting the clocks ahead on Saturday night into Sunday morning in the Eastern time zone where I'm located. What are some of the hazards that are out there? We always hear about them, but there's actually some peer-reviewed data on this. In the journal Current Biology, a chronological evaluation of the acute effects of daylight saving time on traffic accident risk, published in January of 2020, the articles by Joseph Fritz et al., they outline what some of the risks are and what some of the consequences are in the week following daylight saving time. Some of the highlights of the article: spring daylight saving time transition acutely increases fatal traffic accidents by 6% in the United States. About 28 fatal accidents could be prevented yearly if the daylight saving transition was abolished. Spring daylight saving transition associated fatal accident risk is highest in the morning. Locations further west in the time zone are affected more by the spring transition. So what's the moral of the story? What's the point? The Monday morning after this time transition is probably the most dangerous in the workplace and on the roadway. The reason being is people are not used to getting up what they see as 1 hour earlier. This whole thing lasts about a week or so. What do you do? I would suggest that today, during your safety meeting, you go and mention this, and you go and you tell folks, hey, Sunday night, go to sleep a little bit earlier. Monday morning, be ready to be a little bit groggy. Pay extra attention to what you're doing. All the following week, keep an eye on your employees. Help them out. Maybe come in a little bit later, leave a little bit earlier. Something along those lines that won't impact production so much and might improve morale. Being aware of a problem first will often lead to a solution to how to take care of the problem. Give your employees and your coworkers some ideas. Let them find their own solutions to this stuff, as long as it's not dangerous, not illegal, and not just plain stupid. Look towards your employees for their solutions. They know their own bodies. They know their own situation better than you ever will. Awareness rather than rulemaking is probably the better solution here. And let's remember, denial is deadly and hope is not a strategy. For Safety Wars, this is Jim Poelzel.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast.